an All-State softball pitcher in Salisbury's Bryn Woolrich, who comes in competing with about 18 points a game. We're expecting a good one on the captain and centralmoinfo.com. First up, it is Salisbury Lady Panthers coach Wade Billington. You'll hear first year, the former Paris boys coach. And then you'll hear from Bob Kurtz, Community Lady Trojan coach. We're getting ready for Sturgeon Tournament Championship action on the captain and centralmoinfo.com.
Stock up for those cold winter days with choice beef or pork from Salisbury Meat Market and Processing, LLC, located southeast of Salisbury and Highway PP. The American Femler families take pride in their fresh ground chuck, steak, sausage, and bacon. Or try Bill's famous smoked pork chops, ham, brats, hot dogs, or a delicious slab of ribs. Just heat them and eat them. Salisbury Meat Market kills beef on Tuesdays and hogs on Wednesdays and is open weekdays till 5 and Saturdays till noon. Your friends at Salisbury Meat Market remind you, life may be tough, but your meat shouldn't be.
Massey Appliance and Mattress is your Whirlpool sales and service center in Salisbury. Whirlpool refrigerators, gas and electric ranges, cooktop, top and front load washers and dryers. Massey Appliance and Mattresses offer trusted brand names like Amana, KitchenAid, and Maytag. Massey Appliance and Mattress also offers Simmons and Beautyrest sleep systems designed for a complete restful night of sleep. Stop by Massey Appliance and Mattresses showroom today at 316 South Broadway in Salisbury. Massey Appliance and Mattress is a proud supporter of the Salisbury Panthers.
Here on 99.9 The Captain and centralmoinfo.com, we're catching up with Salisbury Lady Panther coach Wade Billington. They got a big win over the Paris Lady Coyotes, 53-42, in the girls' semifinal Thursday night, and as a result, they're in this championship. So, coach, what does it mean to get a win over the Lady Coyotes? Third time to charm.
Yeah, you know, we didn't want it to take three times, but, you know, sometimes it does. You know, Paris has a good team, and Coach Thomas does a good job with them. And, you know, that was a good win for our program. They've got a phenomenal team over there. And, you know, for us to get that win, you know, especially after they beat us twice, you know, it was kind of nice, to kind of sweet to get that. I know the girls were pretty pumped up and excited, but, you know, to get to the trophy game and stuff. But, you know, I think just quality wins, you know, right now this time of year, you want to beat good teams. And, you know, for us to win this thing, you know, we got the floor seed. New Bloomfield had a winning record. And, you know, Paris was, I think, 15-1 or something like that, 16-1 last night. And then, you know, we got to turn around tomorrow and play an undefeated community team. So, you know, I think it's been good for us to play these teams and been a good tournament for us. And, you know, I think the competition level that we saw last night and seeing in this tournament, you know, that should do nothing but help shape us up for districts.
Yeah, no question about that. What did you like about the defensive effort in that game?
You know, I thought we did a really good job of taking Paris out of their stuff, and we kept them uncomfortable. You know, we did a good job on Allison Moore and keeping her out of the lane. I thought our help was tremendous on Tori down in the paint, and I thought Brooke Bartholomew and Abigail Gebhardt both did a nice job of beating her to the spot and winning that position battle down there, and really frustrated Tori all night. You know, I just thought our effort defensively, you know, probably was one of the best ones that we've had all year, and we did a really nice job of controlling the pace and I think keeping them kind of out of sorts.
Wade Billington, Salisbury Lady Panthers coach, joining us here on The Captain and centralmoinfo.com. All right, let's talk a little bit about this Lady Trojan team. They are ranked number 2 in class number 1, and hard to believe they're undefeated, and they're the 3 seed in this tournament. What stands out about them?
You know, they're really hard-nosed defensively. I think that's first and foremost. You know, they play really aggressive defense. They're constantly in your shorts and guarding you hard. They do a good job flying to the basketball. You know, then they're, you know, just the tempo and the pace of play they have. They can shoot it. They've got some girls that can take it to the rack and score off the dribble. You know, they're a pretty balanced team. They have some good depth. You know, he can go to his bench and put 2 or 3 in and not really lose a whole lot. And then, you know, obviously we've got to focus on making sure we take the 3-point line away. They've got a couple girls that can really shoot it from out there. And then the Thomas girl, you know, she's a load. She's a tremendous player. And, you know, she obviously will get a lot of our focus. So, you know, being able to slow her down and, you know, I think going in and being able to play our style, you know, making sure that we play our way and trying to force them to play our way rather than us trying to, you know, adjust to them, make them adjust to us. I think that would be a big key tomorrow night.
Wade Billington, Salisbury Lady Panther coach, showing us here on 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com. Coach, appreciate the time and have fun this afternoon.
Thank you. Will do.
All right. And we'll catch up with Community Lady Trojan coach Bob Curtis next on The Captain.
Therapy. Did they look at your chart before they said your name? Sheila or Tricia at Salisbury Physical Therapy live in the area and know your name so you will get the personal one-on-one care and attention you need to recover your mobility or get back in the game. Salisbury Physical Therapy, located at 100 West Highway 24, Suite A in Salisbury, has over 20 years of experience in the physical therapy field. Sheila can get you off the bench or out of that chair and back to what you love to do. Salisbury Physical Therapy, hometown care and service just for you.
Are you thinking about starting or adding to your nest egg? Regional Missouri Bank has a variety of savings and certificate of deposit options to help you achieve your financial goals.
Contact your local Regional Missouri Bank branch for details about the range of products, terms, and rates we are currently offering. You can also check out the rates page on RMB's website at www.regionalmo.bank today.
Regional Missouri Bank, with locations in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keytesville, Glasgow, and Paris. Member FDIC.
Back here on 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com. We're getting ready for the Sturgeon Girls Championship between the Community Lady Trojans and the Salisbury Lady Panthers. Bob Curtis is the Lady Trojan coach. They are ranked number 2 in class, number 1 undefeated, 17-0. Coach Curtis, what makes this group so special?
You know, they've played a lot of big games. You know, my junior class and my senior class, they've had a real nice career. And I think they, you know, were healthy this year. We've had some big injuries a year ago, had two starters out, one with an ACL tear and one that broke a bone in her ankle. So those kids are back and healthy. And I think, honestly, we're just, you know, we've won a couple close games, and that can be the difference in your season. In our last, I think we've beat, you know, 4 state-ranked teams in our last 6 games. And those games could have went either way, but our kids are doing a real nice job of finishing games and making sure that they do the right things to get a win at the end of a close game.
Well, let's talk a little bit about just the way you guys have been finishing those games. What's been the difference in them?
Well, made free throws. You know, when we've had a lead, we've kind of got it in the right hands. And, you know, Natalie Thomas, our point guard, shoots a high percentage from the free throw line, right there in the mid-70s. And so we've got it in her hands, and she's finished off games a lot. At the same time, Delaney Bowers hit some big threes for us at the end of games when we really kind of needed a knockout punch. And you know, those two offensively have really, when we need buckets, they've got it done. And then kids like Taryn Clark and Sadie Hoyt defensively have been just lockdown defenders for us. Sadie's had a real good year. She missed, like I said, 6 to 7 weeks a year ago, and she's really defensively doing a great job. And we have Deanne Brooks, you know, back in the post. So, you know, really we have our post players that we didn't have a year ago that are healthy and kind of helping us around the rim.
Again, Bob Curtis, Community Lady Trojan coach, showing us here on The Captain. All right, let's talk about the championship game tonight. Salisbury is not a top 10 team in the state, but they are getting a lot of votes. What stands out about them?
Well, they got size. You know, they've got size around the rim. They've also got, you know, good guard play. I think it's no surprise, you know, they beat Paris, but they, I think the first time they played, it was a 2-point game. They're playing good teams well, is what I see. You know, they value the basketball. You know, they get good shots. One of the things we alluded to when we talked earlier, you know, they don't take a lot of high risk plays where they turn the ball over. They make sure they get a shot at the rim, and they're having a good year. They're a good ball club. It should be a great game, and there's a lot of really good girls teams in the Sturgeon tournament, so we're excited to be in the championship game and have a chance to play for a championship on Saturday.
And what's going to be the key to get the win and go 18-0?
Well, you know, I think just, you know, who controls tempo. I think we definitely like to get up down the floor and get a lot of shots up, and you know, we have depth, but I think they do as well. I think they're definitely a team that matches us a little
than us. So I think, you know, just making sure we get some contested perimeter jumpers. I think they're going to be hard to get all the way to the rim on. And so I think just for us, you know, quality shots, we typically always defend. So I think we'll take care of that end of the floor. But, you know, getting the shot we want on offense will be one of the keys.
Community Lady Trojans coach Bob Curtis joining us here on The Captain. Appreciate the time, coach. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the coverage.
This should be a fun one. Community Salisbury Sturgeon Girls Tournament Championship. It's next on The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
Put your plans into action this year with Gordon Building Center in Salisbury and Brunswick. They have you covered from the ground up. Whether you're building a new home, remodeling, or planning to paint this spring, give them a call and ask about their wide selection of rich and vibrant paints for interior and exterior projects. Call 388-6151 for the Salisbury location or 548-3873 for the Brunswick location. Gordon Building Center is your building supply and paint headquarters in Sheraton County.
Looking for a new or used car loan? How about that new ATV? With today's historically low interest rates, now is the perfect time to contact Merchants and Farmers Bank to discuss your financing options. Contact any loan officer at Merchants and Farmers Bank in Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin. You will be pleasantly surprised at how low their interest rates can go. All loan offers are subject to credit approval. Merchants and Farmers Bank, people you know, the experience you trust. Merchants and Farmers Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making the Salisbury Community Girls Sturgeon Championship possible. Massey Appliance and Mattress, Salisbury Meat Market Processing LLC, Orchland Farm and Home, Salisbury Physical Therapy, all of Salisbury. Merchants and Farmers Bank of Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin. Gordon Building Center of Salisbury and Brunswick. Midmo Truck and Trailer Parts of Mexico. Rawls County Mutual Insurance Center. And Finnewald Pump Services Incorporated of Martinsburg. The Community R6 Booster Club of Ladonia. Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Kitsil, Glasgow, Paris. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Columbia Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia. Online, Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.com. And Seidenstricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Salisbury, the number four seed, but they are on the top of the bracket, taking down the top seeded Lady Coyotes. So they're in their home white uniforms, and they will wear purple numbers with gold trimming surrounding that. Core Community, they are the 3 seed. Took down the 2nd seed, South Callaway, Lady Bulldogs, in double overtime Thursday night. They're in the away blacks. Red numbers, white trimming surrounding that. Starting five, it will be Taryn Clark, Natalie Thomas, Delaney Bowers, Sadie Hoyt, and Delaney Winman for the undefeated 17-0 Community Lady Trojans. For Salisbury, it will be Mackenzie Sears, Bryn Woolbridge, Brooke Stefankiewicz, Chloe Wyatt, and Abigail Gethart. 12-4 on the season. It will be Woolbridge going up against Sadie Hoyt. As we get ready to go here, check that. Natalie Thomas on the opening tip-off. Glad you could be with us on KIRK Macon. Here we go. The opening tip-off will belong to the Lady Trojans. They go right to left on your radio dial. They'll pass it over to Natalie Thomas. Thomas, a first-team all-conferencer in the Eastern Missouri District just 1 year ago. Now they're in the CAC, their first year. Taking the baseline and getting the two is Delaney Bowers off the pass. And the Lady Trojans take their first lead in this championship game. Bryn Woolrich, an all-state pitcher from the softball diamond, will pass it up top to Abigail Gebhardt. Now around to Stefankiewicz from the high post, pulls up for a two, doesn't go, rebounded by Chloe Wyatt, the freshman, crashes the boards and gets the two.
This Salisbury offense is going to be very difficult for Community to keep with. They pass the ball really well and they move well in open space.
Taryn Clark, a defensive specialist here for the Lady Trojans, dishes one to the inside. And this is Sadie Hoyt, and her shot is blocked, but a foul called, and this will belong to the freshman Chloe Wyatt. Her first,
And Hoyt goes to the charity stripe. Hoyt is one of the returning starters for this Lady Trojan team as she makes the first of her two free throws. Three returning starters on this Lady Trojan team that won districts 1 year ago and then fell to Glasgow, an eventual Show Me Showdown contender. Right here on this very court, actually, Ben. And two is not going to go.
A beautiful court, may I add, with the new polish and the new logo and everything.
Yes, indeed. They actually just sanded this court over Christmas, a new floor design, and it's very nice. It still has that new hardwood smell to it when you walk down. 3-2, it is Community with the lead. Sturgeon will actually be hosting districts. They'll also be hosting Class 1 sectionals again when we get to February, early March. And Community very patiently looking for a key shot. Here's Natalie Thomas at the top of the key. Gets a partial screen, opens up a shot. Are they going to get a blocking foul on Salisbury? Looks like they will. This will go on to 5'5 senior Mackenzie Sears. That is her first. So on the baseline, it'll be Taryn Clark. Backdoor Natalie Thomas, wide open, and that is probably a good foul here. Here, Mackenzie Sears knew she was beat. But what a move there by Thomas, recognizing Salisbury really collapsing there inside.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Community works with that defense collapsing, if they're able to kick it out, get their shooting going.
In and out by Natalie Thomas. She leads the team with a 77% on the charity stripe this season and makes her first point of the evening. Partial press shown by the Lady Trojans. We're expecting this to be a tight defensive game as heaving one up as Brooks Defenkwitz to 5'4 junior from the right baseline, and she'll go shoot two.
Yeah, we've already gotten four foul calls in the first 2 minutes of this game. You can tell how chippy it's going to be and how bump and grind a lot of these games are going to go, especially down low. These teams like to play near towards the basket. We saw with the girls and boys consolation games, both those teams love shooting threes. But of recently, we've seen a lot of these teams who are in the third place in championship game really like to push it down low. I don't know what that says about the teams that do, that they're in the championship more than the teams that shoot the three, but that's kind of how it's worked out.
Svankwitz goes 1-for-2 from the line, made the ladder, and a travel call by Taryn Clark. A little mishap. No one really pressured her.
No, that was just an unaware mistake. That'll happen with a big game like this.
Here is Bryn Wolveridge. Catching in stride is Gebhardt. Now over to Stefankowicz from the baseline. Scrum for the loose ball right under the bucket. And another foul will get called. And this will belong to Chloe Wyatt. That's two quick fouls for the 5'10 freshman, who's the second leading scorer for the Salisbury Lady Panthers this year. And now press shown by Salisbury. This is Delaney Bowers, the junior. Drops it off to Clark. Clark running to point here for Community. Takes it across the timeline. He's protected by Woolridge. Bounce pass. Trying to force one to Thomas. And falling to the floor was Brooks Stefankwitz and Thomas at the same time. And it looks like this will go on Natalie Thomas. First for her. Woolridge to inbound. From the left wing, in stride is Wyatt. To the top, Woolard shot about the three, doesn't take it. Takes three steps in, and she's blocked by Delaney Windman.
That was a heads-up play. She got it swatted up, and she tried to tip it down low with a kind of a quick pass. Teammate wasn't ready for it, but I like the thought process. Just get a quick pass down low. Try to get in front of the defense.
So Clark slows it down here for the Lady Trojans, or check that, Thomas. And Stefankowicz trying to block, and probably not a foul you wanted to take there. Here's Stefankowicz. Already five fouls here for Salisbury in this opening quarter. Not even 3 minutes in. Here is Thomas at the top of the key. Gets a partial kick or screen, and now a travel called by Clark on the dish out.
So Woolridge will now inbound it in front of her own bench. Comes to the middle for Gebhardt. Up the left wing she goes. Trying to get to the hoop. Checks up. Gebhardt now drives. Her two off the window and in. And a foul called in the process. And one coming up for the junior, Abigail Gebhardt.
Great job playing through the contact. She didn't let the contact get in the way of the fact that she was trying to bank it in, which is always tough.
Foul's going to go on Delaney Windman as Gebhardt makes the end one. 6-4, Salisbury with the lead. Here's Natalie Thomas for the Lady Trojans. Takes it herself. A little too strong. Salisbury trying to catch it out in stride. A little too far out, and Stefankowicz is down. Slowly trying to get up, and she does. Certainly good to see. Here's Taryn Clark as play resumes to the top of the key. Bowers thought about the three, doesn't take it, and now it is stolen away by Stefankowicz. Up the left wing she goes. No look pass to Woolridge. Her two is blocked. Thomas the other way. Two on two as Bowers open on the left side if she wants. Thomas takes it herself off the right window, and a foul back the other way. It looks like this will go on to Lady Trojans.
Yeah, Stefankowicz seems to be in a little bit of pain. I think she may have landed wrong on her elbow.
And right on cue, Caitlin Gertis will check in. Second foul called on Delaney Windman. She'll take a seat. Now they try to hit the home run pass for Caitlin Gertis. She'll take it right side. Back around up top here to Gebhardt. Now to Gertis. They'll play catch. She'll take it out of the top of the key. On the left wing for White. Chloe tries to pivot, gets it back out to Woolridge. Woolridge from the right wing, trying to get back around up top, slightly harassed by Sadie Hoy, and shot deflected by Hoy. Back into the hands of Gebhardt. Gebhardt trying to find Wyatt in the corner, can't do so, resets for Sears. 3:45 to go here in the opening quarter of this Sturgeon Championship game. Gebhardt inside. Woolridge two in and over the back. Or no, a jump ball going to get called.
Yeah, got our hands on that one.
Hoyt, the one that manages to get a hand in on there. And should remain with Salisbury. Just to the right of the bucket is Woolridge. Gives it left wing for Gertis. And now Sears gets bumped by Thomas. That's two quick fouls for the leading scorer on the Lady Trojans. And we're going to get a timeout by the longtime head coach, Bob Curtis, and the Lady Trojans with 3:36 to go here in this opening quarter. It's a 30-second timeout. You mentioned Chippy was probably going to be something we would see, and it's definitely lived up to that. But a lot less sloppy, I would say.
Yeah, the slopping level is pretty low. It is pretty chippy down low. The officials letting them play a little bit more than I expected them to. It's contributed to the flow of the game being a little bit more smoother. But I think both teams now kind of got the cobwebs out, adjusting a little bit to each other. It's a big game. Teams need to settle down, get the emotions in check. I think they're doing that now.
Getting a tournament championship in a game like this, you can see from both sides how much it would go a long way to get a championship. Any tournament championship you get will go a long way, but it seems like in a game like this, you got a ranked Class 1 team and a team that's getting a lot of votes. It'll go a long way from two different sides as Salisbury misses. Touch upon that a little later on. Here's Natalie Thomas for Community at the top of the key. 3:14 to go here, and she'll sidestep for a three too strong. Gets her own rebound. Pump fakes. Now we'll try a much closer shot and banks it off the window. And then her first field goal tonight. Six apiece as Woolridge tries to escape the community press, and it goes over the head of Caitlin Gertis, so the press pays off.
That's the interesting thing, is if you can really pressure a team, if you can tell that it bothers them, you got to continue to go to that press.
Taryn Clark checks in. She'll inbound for Community. To Thomas on the right elbow. She drives, kicks back out to Clark.
Now around to the top of the key. Here is Brianna Beamer, who just checked in. Beamer has started a couple times for the LA Trojans, and now we'll get a foul off the ball. And it looks like they're going to get the foul on Alexis Welch, the freshman, into the game for Community. That'll be her first. Brooks Stefankiewicz into the game. Here is Salisbury. Gertis. Now down low for Stefankiewicz. Brulwich right in the middle of the box. Her two doesn't fall. Rebounded by Hoyt. Now up the left wing. She goes. Dispatches it to Beamer. Goes across court. Now drops it center to Thomas. Now left wing for Beamer. Thomas gets a partial screen through to freshman Welch. Now a loose ball down low and will roll out. Last touch by Community.
Yeah, they're really pressuring them right now on the perimeter. Seems to be wearing them down a little bit because they are struggling to get the ball into the post.
Seeing pressure on both sides. It's been fun to watch. Pass inside. This is Gertis. Kick out for a two. It's Stefankiewicz. Goes off top of the backboard, and she'll go to the charity stripe as Taryn Clark's guilty party for Community. So Stefankiewicz makes the first. She is also a softball player for this, for the Lady Panthers. She actually hit a walk-off RBI in the quarterfinal game her freshman year against the Knox County Eagles to send Salisbury down to Springfield her freshman year. Also a part of Salisbury's runner-up team this past year on softball diamond.
She is.
She makes both. And Community trying to get a two on the inside. Thomas getting down and dirty, and a foul called. She'll go to a line. And that will be a foul on Chloe Wyatt. And now Thomas makes the first for two free throws. Second shot coming for the junior on its way. Won't fall. Rebounded by Brooke Bartholomew and turned over. Now back on the floor. And Stefankiewicz bails out the Lady Panthers.
Turnover, then another turnover.
Mm-hmm.
That's the type of game this game is going to be.
Give it to Rachel Fessler, also in the game now, to Bartholomew. Power move, and everyone goes tumbling. Bartholomew, Welch, and looks like Emma Angel, too.
Yeah, that could have been a foul either way. Could have been a good no call, too.
Or Sadie Hoyt, I should say, is Bartholomew makes the first of her two. She missed the first six games of the season for the Lady Panthers with a sprained MCL. She's played very good defensively in this Sturgeon tournament too, according to Coach Billington. This is to make it a three-point game. In and out, Hoyt the board for Community. And it'll be Alexis Welch that takes it. Drives, kicks out to the right, left side for Clark. Now over to Bowers. Now they will try and go inside, and that was Hoyt, and it was deflected out. Back in the game, Abigail Gebhardt for Salisbury. And checking out is Woolridge. She'll get a breather for the final minute. And off the inbound, a quick tip out. And Salisbury will get it. Rachel Fessler will take it. Now it's Stefankiewicz. Now it'll come out for Bartholomew down low, and
tipped out by Community.
I like that they're going down low to her. Community just needs to continue the pressure down low, maybe a double team, kind of what we saw in the last game.
Fessler, a little fadeaway by Stefankwitz, doesn't go. It'll be Gebhardt on the rebound, and she gets in position for an offensive rebound, and she'll go to the line for two. Already 9 fouls for Community here in this first quarter. And shooting two is Gebhardt.
And 6 for Salisbury. Already 15 in one quarter.
And all of them have been actual fouls, too. As we mentioned, it hasn't been necessarily sloppy. It's just been very physical. Misses the second offensive rebound. It is Rachel Fessler. Now it is to Gurdis. 33 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. The Sturgeon girls championship game between Salisbury and Community. Falling over all on the floor. Opens up a look for Bartholomew, and that's a tough break there by Community.
That was a good job.
Easy pass wide open there.
Yeah, Salisbury just found the open player, and she was standing right there on the baseline. It was a good find and a good shot, too, being able to know it's right in the rhythm of the offense.
Bowers is 2, doesn't go, and Gebhardt trying to keep it alive, and she steps out off of the rebound. Community gets it back. 6.8 seconds to go here in the first. Taryn Clark will take it for Community to the right of the Salisbury bucket. Down low, heaving up a 2 and going to the line. That's Emma Holmes, the 5'9 sophomore.
Both teams now in the bonus before the first quarter even ends. That will certainly change up the dynamic in the second quarter.
Yeah, no question about that. Here's the first of 2 for Emma Holmes. Has only made 1 free throw this entire year. 1-5. Now 1-6. Second shot coming for the sophomore. On its way. And she makes it. 11-8. Gebhardt gives it to Gurdis. Up the floor. Here is Fessler. Now to Bartholomew. And no shot will get off in time by the end of the first quarter. A defensive struggle in the girls' championship game between Salisbury and Community. Lady Panthers lead 11-8 after one quarter play on the captain. CentralMoInfo.com.
MizzouMac offers you the best of both worlds. MizzouMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MizzouMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MizzouMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
It's Dollar Days at Orscheln Farm and Home in Salisbury. Get ready for your garden with organic seeds starting Jiffy Mix, 2 for $7. Stock up on seeds of Change Seed Packets, $2 each. And while you're there, check out the 20% off clearance on select fall and winter apparel. Orscheln Farm and Home in Salisbury has your four-legged friends covered too, with sales on select pet food, dog houses, toys, and other accessories. Stop by today and don't forget your Grow Rewards card. Prices are in effect now until February 3rd.
Eight minutes go on the clock for the start of the second quarter in the Sturgeon Girls Championship game between the Salisbury Lady Panthers and the Community Lady Trojans. Ben Wittenstein's to my right. I'm Scott Luntze. I'm glad you could be here with us tonight on your late Saturday afternoon and into the evening. Busy and fun afternoon of hoops here at Sturgeon. As Community misses their opening shot, the other way goes Chloe Wyatt. Salisbury in the home white uniforms. Purple numbers, gold trim. They took down the number one seeded Paris Lady Coyotes in the semifinals Thursday. So they're on the top of the bracket, so they get to be the designated home team. And Community answers back with a 2 by Brianna Beamer. Community defeated South Callaway. And they are the higher seed remaining here in this championship, but they're on the bottom part of the bracket. So they're wearing their black uniforms.
Red numbers, white trimming, outlining those. Missed two by Salisbury and, by Salisbury. Now two of them go tripping down the floor the other way, but they get in position, fortunately.
Bit of a wet spot.
You don't say. Here's Sadie Hoyt at the top of the key. Thomas, now they'll come left wing for Bowers. Bowers to Thomas. Thomas trying to work around Chloe Wyatt, now comes back out and resets. Bowers had a three-point look if she wanted, and now a little too far out of reach for Holmes, and Salisbury gets it back. Here is Woolrich, right side. Mackenzie Sears punches it in to Gebhardt, trying to bank it off the glass, and it's taken out by Holmes. Now they will come across the timeline here to Beamer. Thomas, left wing. Back up top to Bowers. Gets a partial screen, and a fall into the floor is Holmes. Bowers keeps it, now gives it to Thomas. Takes it down to the baseline. Darts one right into the hands of Sears as they try to go back to the top of the key. She's off to the other way. Kick out, left side. A two by Stefankiewicz over the bucket and into the hands of Delaney Bowers. She'll take it up to the right wing. Man-to-man shown by Salisbury, trying to trap his Sears. Now nice feed to Thomas. She did everything but finish, but gets her own rebound. Surrounded by two, draws the foul. She'll go to the line.
The flow of the game's been good here in the second quarter. That was the first whistle we've seen of the quarter, so it's been fun to kind of see both of these teams go back and forth. But they clearly do most of their work down low. And Community has done a great job putting themselves in position to get the foul.
Thomas misses the first of her two free throws. I think we maybe had one three-point try at most so far in this game.
These are two teams that do not work on the perimeter.
They do have some pretty good three-point shooters as Thomas makes the second. Brianna Beamer's the best three-point shooter for a Community, shooting 34%. Bryn Woolridge is about 47% from downtown. Neither of them have one. Here's a long two just inside the arc by Wyatt. Off the back of the rim, Community gets it. Natalie Thomas across the timeline, gives it over to Bowers. She'll try a three right on cue, but that doesn't fall. Offensive board for the late Trojans. Holmes just out of her reach as Deanne Brooks gets the rebound. First time we've seen her tonight. And it's good to see Deanne Brooks on the court as well for the Lady Trojans. She missed pretty much all last year with a torn ACL, and she's got a big old left brace on that left leg. Here's Mackenzie Sears here for Salisbury. Takes it to the right, trying to go back left. Can't do so, and now goes through the referee's legs. That's not an eligible player if you're Salisbury.
You have to
even
remember,
though he has a little bit of white.
If he's standing out of bounds and that ball hits him, it's out of bounds.
So Salisbury gets back. Here is Wyatt. Now Stefankiewicz, right elbow. Now top of the key. Woolrich pump fakes to three. Takes five steps in. Now takes it to the baseline. Gets the two and a foul. Power move by Bryn Woolrich down the left elbow.
Yeah, she just lowered her shoulder and took it in. It's very tough to stop her when she does that. She has such power in her upper body. She creates the needed space with her shoulders. And she had room to put up an easy shot.
Deanne Brooks with the foul, and one no problem for Woolridge. Those are her first points tonight. 16-11, Salisbury with the lead as we hit 4:40 remaining in quarter number two. Here is Beamer. Back around up top to Natalie Thomas. Falls to the floor, kicks it back out over to Beamer. She'll take it now down to the baseline off of the pass from Brooks.
Yeah, they need to wipe that spot up. There's three different girls who have slipped in that area. Someone needs to go and wipe it down.
Not an issue now because plays at a standstill. Here is Beamer. Partial trap. Now Thomas drives. Right block. Her two. Too strong. And falling to the floor is Holmes. Tried to keep it alive, but that left knee was out of bounds, so Salisbury gets it back.
If you're Salisbury, you just got to keep taking it at Community right now. You only have a five-point lead. We've seen how leads can dwindle all day today. Have to keep stepping on the throat of Community.
Natalie Thomas takes a seat. Sadie Hoyt checks back in for Community. Here is Chloe Wyatt. Down to the right side of the baseline. Kick out Sears. Three. Offline right. and into the hands at the high post for Brianna Beamer. She tries to get it to Bowers, does. Now kick out left side for Hoyt. Hoyt guarded closely by Sears. This is a stingy man-to-man we're seeing from Salisbury tonight. And they're going to reset for Bowers. Now we'll try left side for Beamer. Trying to get a screen up top instead. Beamer just takes it to the rim and misses left. And it was tipped out by Community. Salisbury gets it back.
Again, time for Salisbury to try to get a basket. Go down low. If you have to get a foul, get a foul. But work it in.
They lead 16-11. To the right side, this is Chloe Wyatt. A little bit of contact down low. Referees let it go between Woolridge and also Brooks. And meanwhile, a bucket will go. Another and-one opportunity. This time it's Abigail Gebhardt. Second time she's done this.
And it's tough because I don't really think Community has someone to match up perfectly with her down low. And what they've been doing is just finding the mismatches in the post and exploiting them.
And one takes a generous hop off the back of the rim and in. Three-point play for Salisbury. Trying to take home Sturgeon Championship honors. Here is Delaney Bowers for the Lady Trojans. At the top of the key she goes, harassed by Woolridge. Now inside for Hoyt. From about 15 feet, trying to bank it in off the window. Can't do so. Hoyt grabs it for Salisbury. Partial pressure owned by Community. Sears escapes it. Now to Wyatt. Kick. High post left side. Gebhardt. Offensive board. Wyatt. Will it be a jump ball or a foul? As Brooks was in on the fray, too. It will go on Deanne Brooks. So, another two-point try here coming for Salisbury. It's Chloe Wyatt. First time it gets to the charity stripe. Makes the first. Wyatt's the niece of Salisbury Boys Hall of Fame head coach, Kenny Wyatt.
Good family lineage right there.
Mm-hmm. Second shot is good. I ran into one of the bus drivers. As a second shot by Wyatt, one of the bus drivers in the Salisbury School District a little earlier today, and she was telling me the Wyatt family is about as good as it gets in Salisbury.
Salisbury royalty.
And no question about that. We're going to get a timeout called by the Community Lady Trojans. 2:26 to go here in the second quarter. It's a full. We'll do it too. On to Captain, CentralMoInfo.com. Salisbury leads 21-11.
The last time you went to physical therapy, did they look at your chart before they said your name? Sheila or Tricia at Salisbury Physical Therapy live in the area and know your name so you will get the personal one-on-one care and attention you need to recover your mobility or get back in the game. Salisbury Physical Therapy, located at 100 West Highway 24, Suite A in Salisbury, has over 20 years of experience in the physical therapy field. Sheila can get you off the bench or out of that chair and back to what you love to do. Salisbury Physical Therapy. Hometown care and service just for you.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Now in the full timeout, Community with the ball. They trail 21-11. Struggling to find a little bit of offense, even though they've had a couple good looks, but Salisbury's defense has been the real deal here in this first half. Here is Brianna Beamer. Kick out, three-pointer by Bowers. Just to the right. Gets her own rebound. Now back to Beamer. Slows things down here for Community. Bowers to Beamer at the top. Trying to go inside. Hoyt, her shot blocked by Woolrich. And she gets it. Up the floor she goes. Spin move to the top. Woolrich from the charity stripe. Not going to go. Her 12th counterpart, Lauren Bromnett, in the game first time, gets the rebound. Bromnett provides a little more size for community, and I think that's something they need.
It is, especially with the way Salisbury continues to go down low and just barrage community with post moves.
Brooke Bartholomew gets the rebound off the Lady Trojan miss. Kick out left corner. This is the Fankwitz. Takes it down the baseline. And the shot doesn't go, but they get their own rebound. Left corner, Woolrich. Money from three.
And that's exactly what Salisbury's been trying to set up this whole half. Get someone open in the corner, work it inside, push it to the outside in the arc. And that was textbook offense that they just ran.
24-11, community trying to answer back, and good box out by Bartholomew. Deflects it to her teammate, Gertis.
And that's what you can't do if you're community. You can't just force another three to try to answer.
Hook shot by Woolrich. Almost went in. Went off the front of the rim, though.
Yeah, you have to continue with the offense that you've been playing. Keep it in rhythm. Don't force anything.
Thomas, kick out. Here's a three by community, and that doesn't go. Another rebound right on cue, Ben.
But see, no, that was a good shot. It was in the rhythm of the offense. She had space. She was open. If you keep getting those will eventually fall.
12 seconds to go in a half. Here's Brooks Stefankowitz. Fires one right down low. Woolrich turned around with the layup. Got hacked. She'll go to the line. That'll be Lauren Bromnett on the foul.
That head coach, Wade Billington, was yelling out a play for them to do, and they ran it almost to perfection. They got it to exactly who they needed to get to.
So Bryn Woolrich will try two. Misses the first. We'll hear from Ross Dobson, New Franklin boys coach. After a win in the boys' third place game, as Woolrich misses the second. Rebound by community. It is Romnick. Up the floor to Thomas. Cross the timeline. 1 second. Kick out. Quickly getting a shot off his Taryn Clark. Misses to the left. A low-scoring defensive struggle in the Sturgeon Championship game. Sees Salisbury leading 24-11 over to community Lady Trojans after one half of play. You'll hear from Ross Thompson next on The Captain. And if time permits, we'll catch up with West Strand coach Chris Sander. You're listening to High School Basketball on KIRK Macon and CentralMoInfo.com.
Put your plans into action this year with Gordon Building Center in Salisbury and Brunswick. They have you covered from the ground up. Whether you're building a new home, remodeling, or planning to paint this spring, give them a call and ask about their wide selection of rich and vibrant paints for interior and exterior projects. Call 388-6151 for the Salisbury location or 548-3873 for the Brunswick location. Gordon Building Center is your building supply and paint headquarters in Sheraton County.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Winter can be the best time to get those construction projects done. Now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A-plus Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations, or online at capitalmo.com.
Here post-game, New Franklin head coach Ross Dobson after a double overtime victory. There's a lot of places to start, but what did you see from your team in that overtime period?
You know what? They listened. They worked hard. They didn't give up. We were down, I think, 9 at one point. I called a timeout, kind of talked to them a little bit, and then after that moment, they really turned it around. And you know what? They listened. They worked together. And I'm very pleased they didn't quit fighting the whole time.
You guys obviously had that stall play towards the end of the couple overtimes that we've seen you run before. How well do you think that worked out for you guys?
You know, we always, situations like that, this is our third double overtime this year, so we've kind of been through those situations, but, you know, we want the ball there at the end. So, and that's the boys listen, and that's the last thing I could ask for is just having them listen to what I ask them to do, and they do. So I'm very pleased.
What does it say about them that they were able to come back with Westran up towards the end of the second into the third quarter as well? They were able to fight back, force overtime, and then even work into overtime to get the lead and hold it.
You know, this heart and the effort. Westran's a good team, well coached by Chris Sander, and you know, that was our third time. We knew it was going to be a battle, and we couldn't quit fighting because it would get ugly if we would. So very pleased.
Thanks, coach.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Stock up for those cold winter days with choice beef or pork from Salisbury Meat Market and Processing, LLC, located southeast of Salisbury and Highway PP. The American Femler families take pride in their fresh ground chuck, steak, sausage, and bacon. Or try Bill's Famous Smoked Pork Chops, ham, brats, hot dogs, or a delicious slab of ribs. Just heat them and eat them. Salisbury Meat Market kills beef on Tuesdays and hogs on Wednesdays and is open weekdays till 5 and Saturdays till noon. Your friends at Salisbury Meat Market remind you, life may be tough, but your meat shouldn't be.
It's dollar days at Orscheln Farm and Home in Salisbury. Get ready for your garden with organic seeds starting Jiffy Mix, 2 for $7. Stock up on seeds of Change seed packets, $2 each. And while you're there, check out the 20% off clearance on select fall and winter apparel. Orscheln Farm and Home in Salisbury has your four-legged friends covered too, with sales on select pet food, dog houses, toys, and other accessories. Stop by today and don't forget your Grow Rewards card. Prices are in effect now until February 3rd.
Here post-game, Westran head coach Chris Sander, a tough double overtime loss. What'd you see from your team? What type of fight they put up?
You know, I thought we did a lot of good things early, and we put ourselves in a good position to win the basketball game. New Franklin kind of changed their philosophy, got after a little bit more, played a little bit harder, ripped up their intensity, and I thought we didn't quite match that and let them get back in the game. And then at the end of the game, it was just back and forth, and they went and made one more play than we did.
You've seen New Franklin a lot this year. How much do you think that had to do with this game going into double overtime?
You know, it's a lot of it for sure. Me and Coach Dobson, we go back a long ways. We know each other pretty good friends. And, you know, they do a great job over there in what they do, and they execute well. And it's just a battle, and it's a grind when you play them, and you know, especially when you play them three times. So they're a tough team to beat, tough team to come out with the win, and, you know, they just did more than we did.
You obviously were trying to get it down to Ben Miller a lot in the post. They were double and triple teaming him. How do you feel like his play was tonight?
You know, Ben was good, you know, and I thought he worked harder than, you know, he does maybe in some other games. And, you know, he won the basketball down there, but New Franklin did a good job collapsing on too. So that's just when other guys got to make plays and step up, and we got the guys to do that. We just got to do that more often.
You're moving into the final stretch of the season. What are the plans for the team from here on out?
You know, we said, that's what I was talking about with the guys. We set it 2-0 in conference, and all the games that we got left are pretty much conference games. So, you know, that's definitely a big goal of ours, and we're right there to compete for that. So if we get some things figured out and come out and play hard, I think we're going to be in good shape.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Looking for a new or used car loan? How about that new ATV? With today's historically low interest rates, now is the perfect time to contact Merchants and Farmers Bank to discuss your financing options. Contact any loan officer at Merchants and Farmers Bank in Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin. You will be pleasantly surprised at how low their interest rates can go. All loan offers are subject to credit approval. Merchants and Farmers Bank, people you know, the experience you trust. Merchants and Farmers Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Welcome back to KIRK Macon and online at centralmoinfo.com. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of your first half stats really quick. 24-11 is the lead for the Salisbury Lady Panthers, and they are being guided by 6 points each from Chloe Wyatt, Abigail Gebhardt, and also Brenna Woolridge. And then you got a total of 4 points from Brooks Stefankowitz and Bartholomew, also with 24 points for the Salisbury Lady Panthers. Meanwhile, for community, Natalie Thomas has a total of 6, 2 for Delaney Bowers, and 1 for Emma Holmes. Sadie Hoyt, Brianna Beamer has a 2. Only a total of 3 field goals in that first half for the community Lady Trojans. We'll get the second half coming up next on the Captain CentralMo.com of this championship game between Salisbury and community.
I'll be right back.
The last time you went to physical therapy, did they look at your chart before they said your name? Sheila or Tricia at Salisbury Physical Therapy live in the area and know your name, so you will get the personal one-on-one care and attention you need to recover your mobility or get back in the game. Salisbury Physical Therapy, located at 100 West Highway 24, Suite A in Salisbury, has over 20 years of experience in the physical therapy field. Sheila can get you off the bench or out of that chair and back to what you love to do. Salisbury Physical Therapy, hometown care and service just for you.
Side and Sugar has been by your side for 75 years. Time is running out to receive free pickup and delivery on your winter service packages. Inspecting and prepping your equipment by our John Deere certified technicians is the key to a successful spring season. Sign up by February 9th to receive free pickup and delivery. Schedule today by calling any of our 13 locations, visit us online at sideandsugars.com, or download our mobile app.
Offer ends February 9th, 2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
About ready to get the second half underway. We're going to have a new Sturgeon Tournament champion. On the girls' side, at least, neither Salisbury or community has won this Sturgeon Tournament championship in its 35 years of existence. So someone will be hitting a milestone today. Meanwhile, on the boys' side, the Sturgeon boys were the reigning champs, and they're going to be in the championship game, which is coming up next. They'll try and go back-to-back. And the last time community was victorious on the boys' side in the championship, it's when they won it 3 straight from 2000 to 2002. Glad you'd be here with us tonight. Alongside Ben Wittenstein, I'm Scott Luntze as we get the second half underway in this girls' championship. Salisbury with the ball, leading 24-11 in home white uniforms with the purple numbers and gold trimming surrounding that, going right to left on your radio dial. They will give it out to Mackenzie Sears. Now over to Stefankowitz, top of the key. Let's see what adjustments the Lady Trojans decide to go here with the half. Woolridge banks it off the window and in. A good box out there by Woolridge to get in position. A good high pass in the process. 8 points for the junior. Now at the top, here is a Lauren Robnett in the game for community. Diving is Natalie Thomas, trying to get the 2, and she will go to the line. That is her second. Bryn Woolridge, that is. And Thomas, 6 points in the first half, makes the first. Maybe trying to avoid being dealt their first loss of the season. But would be a good one, I would say. Second one good for Thomas. Here is Woolridge. Now drops one over to Stefankowitz. Down to the baseline for Sears. Can't get the shot off. It was actually kicked out by Robnett. And it goes out. Back to Salisbury. Here's Woolridge. To the right of the bucket of community. Bounce pass in. Gebhardt gets in position. Can't finish. Gets her own rebound. One more try. That doesn't go. One more. Wyatt off the left side. None of them fall. Here is Natalie Thomas.
She is stripped from behind by Mackenzie Sears. She's had the assignment of going up against Thomas, and she's done a sensational job. Here is Wyatt, right elbow. Now a cherry strike, kick out over to Woolrich. Now it's Stefankowicz, left baseline. Teardropper, no problem.
Saw a hole. Pretty good job by her. She saw a line to the basket, and she took it. If someone were to step in, probably would have been foul on Community. That's how hard she was going to the basket.
28-13. Salisbury the lead as we're 90 seconds into the second half. Here is Brianna Beamer, and a timeout called by Community. Bob Curtis gathers up the Lady Trojans. It'll be a 30-second timeout with a 6:24 to go here in quarter number three. We'll thank some sponsors while we have a moment as well. Massey Appliance and Mattress, Salisbury Meat Market Processing LLC, Horschel Farm and Home, Salisbury Physical Therapy, all of Salisbury. Merchants and Farmers Bank of Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin. Gordon Building Center of Salisbury and Brunswick. Venmo, Truck and Trailer Parts of Mexico. Rawls County Mutual Insurance in Mexico, or in Center, I should say. And at Finnewald Pump Service Incorporated in Martinsburg. Community R6 Booster Club of Ladonia. Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, Paris. Sheraton Alley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Moberly Area Community College and Moberly Macon Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Capital Baving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.com. And Science Tricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Brianna Beamer at the top of the key for Community. Kicks one to the right for Thomas. Now back out. Three try for Bowers, and they still have not hit a three.
That could be one of the issues that leads to a loss, if they can't hit the outside shot.
And Stefankowicz tries to answer with an outside shot for run. That is a go. Wyatt now takes a turn. None of those fall.
It's interesting that both teams now are going to the outside shot after a first half of ground and pound down low. But clearly they see something where they're comfortable shooting threes.
Thought they were about to unload another one. Delaney Bowers doesn't take it. Now over to Brianna Beamer. Curls into the paint. Her shot too strong. There was only three made field goals in that first half for the Lady Trojans of Community. And now they're going to pick up a foul in the process. That's Emma Holmes. We're really testing the bench here, trying to find some sort of offense.
And, you know, maybe the three-point shots are because the defenses are sagging off more, simply because the whole first half was playing the post.
Salisbury had a golden opportunity there to put two down low, but beautiful turnover by the Lady Trojans, and they go the other way. Salisbury deflects it out, and it will be Delaney Bowers in front of her own bench. We'll inbound it. Now we'll have a quick delay here as the left shoelace of Mackenzie Sears is undone. She gets that fixed. Here is Beamer, top of the key. Around the left side, here is Holmes. Holmes to Thomas. Banks now takes the three. Top, no go. Woolrich, right side. Down to the middle. Over to Sears. Left side, Stefankowicz. Wide open, Wyatt. And she is blocked. Well done there by Delaney Bowers. Here is Beamer. Up the left wing she goes. Stops. Comes up top. Sets up the Community offense. Now comes over to the right side for Holmes. Holmes down to Thomas. Spin move. Cannot buy a bucket. Trying to keep it alive and passes it right to the Lady Panthers.
That was impressive, keeping it alive. Could have sworn she stepped on the baseline.
It almost looked like she was trying to go for a college football catch and get one foot in bounds, keeping that alive. Salisbury misses the layup. That was Gebhardt. Back to Community. It's Bowers. Thomas. Now, across the Bulldog logo at center court. The Beamer. Now to Thomas. Just outside the arc. Takes it down the baseline. Feels the double team. Kick out. Open for a three. Beamer. Nope. And it'll be Gebhardt on the rebound. She feels the double team. Tiptoes down the baseline and almost coughs it up. Woolrich there. Now up to Stefankowicz. Back to Woolrich. High post two. Two hops it in.
High off the back rim, and it dropped But if your community, that's the three-point shot you want. You were able to attract the defense in. You had players on the outside of the arc. You found them. They were open. That's what you want to get back into this game.
Attacking is Brianna Beamer. It seems like Salisbury's had an answer every time. Community tries to take it right under. Third foul by Mackenzie Sears. Beamer to the line. And that's the only points the Lady Trojans have been able to muster here in this third quarter. She'll make the first. Second shot coming. Subs on both sides. It's on its way, and she'll go two for two. Here is Woolrich. Pass it over to Gertis. Now to Rick Stefankiewicz. Gertis attacks, kick out Stefankiewicz. Three to the right. And into the hands of Bowers.
I don't mind that three-point shot. I think you could probably have gotten a better one, but Stefankiewicz can get hot pretty quickly. So if you want anyone that shot, that's her.
Tipped out by Salisbury near the community bench. And Taryn Clark will inbound it. 2:59 to go in the third. 30-15, Salisbury to lead in this Sturgeon Girls Championship. Again, neither of these teams have won this championship. This is Taryn Clark at the top. Rolls one over to Bowers. Tries to pivot. Now right wing for Sadie Hoyt. Let's try another three by community. No go for Bowers. Offensive board and still nothing. Deanne Brooks tried to do something. And a foul is going to get called on the Lady Trojans. It's going to belong to Sadie Hoyt. Timeout called by Salisbury first-year coach Wade Billington, the former Paris boys coach. And it is going to be a 30 with 2:29 to go here in the third quarter. First one called by Salisbury. So how the heck do you get this offense going for your community? You've done almost everything you can on the inside. You're just missing shots in some way.
Yeah, it's just one of those games where you're getting the looks that you want. You're just missing the open shots, and that'll happen to some teams. They just will not be able to get anything to fall. You just have to hope you get more open opportunities to try to get something going, get some shots to sink.
We've seen a lot of good ball movement. It's just simply been the execution. It's just simply not there on finishing the shots. And you got to credit Salisbury's defense as well. They've played a phenomenal game as well, and they've made a lot of shots tough on the Lady Trojans.
Yeah, they've pressured them enough where they're usually taking off-balance shots or bad shots or rush shots.
So Salisbury gets the ball after the 30-second timeout. Woolrich powers it to the bucket, a little too high. Back the other way goes Taryn Clark and the Lady Trojans. Bowers. Space on the right side, one-on-one, and the first field goal of the second half, and the community crowd comes to their feet. Can they get some more offense? They're still in striking distance, down by 13.
Yeah, they are. You're absolutely right. Hit a couple threes or get a couple of stops and get some twos, and this is a ball game.
Trying to act as a sixth man is the community crowd. Woolrich will silence the crowd and bring another to their feet.
And she's so good at using space to her advantages, getting her defender on her back hip and creating space for herself.
And Bartholomew denies a shot by Beamer, who was in good position on the right side of the baseline.
Yeah, she had a great block. She just lost the ball out of her fingertips, out of bounds. She was frustrated with herself.
Woolrich and Sears check out for Salisbury. Rachel Fessler and Caitlin Gertis check in. Minute 29 to go here in the third quarter. Here is Deanne Brooks. baseline or two off the front, gets her own rebound, surrounded by three, trying to negotiate around, doesn't go. One more try for Community. How about a two for Tara Clark? And a foul in the process. A big bucket for Community.
That was great. That's what happens when you keep fighting. Grab a rebound, you keep fighting with the ball, you lower your shoulder, you try to create space for yourself, and you play through contact, most importantly.
Try and cut the margin down to 12 with the end one. Natalie Thomas, after a breather, comes back into the game. She'll check in for Bowers. And one for Taryn Clark. Her sixth free throw of the season is off the back of the rim. Rachel Fessler to rebound. Takes it up to the right side, to the corner. Kick out to Stefankiewicz. Top of the key now. This is Gertis. Gets a screen through Gebhardt. Now dishes it to Gebhardt off the screen. Feels the double team. Draws the foul. On the floor.
And they're looking for her down low. And Community may send two, maybe even three defenders on her, but again, she's great at creating her own space.
Minute one to go here in the third quarter. 32-19 Salisbury delayed. High pass over to hands of Wyatt, who just checked in. And Natalie Thomas on the way. 1-1 spin move. Another travel call. They thought it was going to be an and one.
Yeah, that was a travel.
That was no doubt a travel.
She didn't plant a pivot foot when she spun. After already taking a step.
That would have been a big bucket, too.
It would have, absolutely.
Probably would have. That would have most likely been a foul. Stefankiewicz to the top of the key. Lobs one in for Gebhardt. Pump fakes, beautiful.
And Stefankiewicz has terrific vision. She saw that all the way through.
It's a nice touch pass, too.
Yeah.
Over to the defender. 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Thomas inside. It is Hoyt. She got harassed down low by Wyatt, and it is going to be Wyatt who was favoring her eye there for a second, and now she says, I don't want it.
Yeah, she got hit in the eye. That doesn't look like that would be enjoyable, but she's got to keep playing. Play continues.
Stefankiewicz trying to get it to the left wing, and it's deflected out by Hoyt. Wolverich in offensively with the final 6 seconds, and Wyatt needs to take a seat with her favor in the bright eye. Hopefully,
yeah, I think
she's
her head,
right.
The head hit her in the eye. It's one of those things where you're just kind of stunned for a second.
Hopefully that's just the case. Stefankiewicz, right side, looking for Gurnis. Back out. Have to get the shot off quickly if you're Fessler. She does and makes it! A big two-pointer by Rachel Fessler. Makes it a 36-19 game after three quarters of play on the Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Are you thinking about starting or adding to your nest egg? Regional Missouri Bank has a variety of savings and certificate of deposit options to help you achieve your financial goals.
Contact your local Regional Missouri Bank branch for details about the range of products, terms, and rates we are currently offering. You can also check out the rates page on RMB's website at www.regionalmo.bank today.
Regional Missouri Bank, with locations in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keytesville, Glasgow, and Paris. Member FDIC.
...36-19 as we get ready for the fourth quarter in the Sturgeon Tournament Championship between the Salisbury Lady Panthers and the Community Lady Trojans. An undefeated season on the line here for Community. Salisbury trying to get a big tournament championship win as we roll into the month of February. And we're going to get a foul off the ball as the Lady Trojans try to get it back over to the top.
No one from Salisbury boxed out. A lot of community to get a really easy rebound.
Foul's called on Rachel Fessler. And it'll go back to the Lady Trojans. Turn around two all the way around the rim by Beamer. That doesn't go. One more try. Thomas, one more try. Got it. And the foul.
Yeah, no one's boxing out on Salisbury's side. Community taking advantage, setting everyone down low. Body for Salisbury. Nobody is getting a body on Salisbury's side.
Abigail Gebhardt gets the foul for Salisbury. And one for Natalie Thomas. Does not miss. That's a three-point play right there. If you can get more of those, if you're a community, you'll get back into this. Here is Woolridge across the timeline. Now to Gebhardt trying to find Sears. Stolen away. And now Salisbury tries to steal it. Back Gebhardt to two. And it's blocked by Thomas. But she bumped Gebhardt in the process.
I don't know about that one. That looked like a bit of a clean block, but I think what the official is saying is she got her with the body, which is entirely possible, but that's a rough break for community.
Bob Curtis is just wondering about the call a little bit, but I think that's a good call. First shot by Gebhardt does not go. Chloe Wyatt back onto the floor. Rachel Fessler checks out. Good to see Wyatt back on after taking the eye. Second shot by Gebhardt doesn't go. Over to back, called on Wyatt. Sure, the PA guy. Third personal. Thomas trots across the timeline. Takes it to the top of the key. Passes it to the right side for Bowers. Bowers tries to attack. Can't. Here is Sadie Hoyt. The Beamer. Brianne Beamer guarded by Mackenzie Sears. Now fires it to Thomas. Takes it to the rim. Cannot finish. And Sears gets the rebound. Sears spins off one. Gives it to Wyatt. Woolridge wide open, no problem.
And she was planting herself down there underneath the basket, just waiting for someone to pass the ball. Salisbury needs to move it a bit more quicker to not get stopped by that press.
Here's Brianna Beamer, and a foul call. Two shots coming up here for the sophomore. Fourth foul by Mackenzie Sears. She has not scored in this game. She only averages one, but the defensive impact she makes is impeccable. And this first shot by Beamer is going to ricochet off the back of the rim. 6:31 to go here in the fourth quarter. Second shot. Nothing but net. 5 points for Beamer. Gebhardt comes across. Muni wanted to travel there. Stefankowicz back to Woolridge. Just outside the arc. Drops it off to Stefankowicz. Now on the left wing. Here's Woolridge. Wants to get it to Gebhardt. Takes it. Kick out. It's Stefankowicz.
I think they're trying to just hold it here as long as they can. It's a good strategy.
Might as well. Woolridge. Adelaine takes it and takes a spill onto the floor, and it will remain with Salisbury. Deanne Brooks into the game for community. Sadie Hoy checks out. Woolridge lobs one to Sears. Tried to get her first points. Could not. Takes it out. Kick out. Woolridge on the line. They called it a three, but the foot was on the line. Doesn't matter. Points for Salisbury.
Great ball movement there by the Lady Panthers. Planting someone on the arc.
Full timeout called by Bob Curtis and the community Lady Trojans. We'll do it too at 5:47 to go in the fourth on the CaptainCentralMoInfo.com.
Massey Appliance and Mattress is your Whirlpool sales and service center in Salisbury. Whirlpool refrigerators, gas and electric ranges, cooktop, top and front load washers and dryers. Massey Appliance and Mattresses offer trusted brand names like Amana, KitchenAid, and Maytag. Massey Appliance and Mattress also offers Simmons and Beautyrest sleep systems designed for a complete restful night of sleep. Stop by Massey Appliance and Mattresses showroom today at 316 South Broadway in Salisbury. Massey Appliance and Mattress is a proud supporter of the Salisbury Panthers.
Put your plans into action this year with Gordon Building Center in Salisbury and Brunswick. They have you covered from the ground up. Whether you're building a new home, remodeling, or planning to paint this spring, give them a call and ask about their wide selection of rich and vibrant paints for interior and exterior projects. Call 388-6151 for the Salisbury location or 548-3873 for the Brunswick location. Gordon Building Center is your building supply and paint headquarters in Sheraton County.
.547 to go in the fourth quarter. Had to get the turnout for what in there.
Of course. It is the quintessential stadium music.
Community has only scored 23 points in this game. Salisbury's defense has gave them some fits. Salisbury's picked up on the offense as well. Thomas long to offensive board in position, falling to the floor. It is Beamer, and she might have knocked her head on the hardwood there. They're going to get a foul on Chloe Wyatt. That'll be her fourth. Fourth foul by Wyatt. And she's the second leading scorer in this Salisbury team.
She seems to be okay.
Hopefully that's the case. Beamer, a very important part of this community team, and first shot's going to go for Alexis Welch. On the 1-on-1, second shot, trying to go with the spin move was Deanne Brooks. Doesn't pay off. Woolrich gets it.
Someone has to come back and help her.
Stefankowicz says just enough on that front. Sears kick out. Woolrich, top of the key. Three. Pinks it in. And she just nods the head saying, I got it.
Yeah,
I got it.
You can't leave Brooks Stefankowicz, or you can't leave, Brent Woolrich open top of the key like that. They forgot all about her after she passed it off. They were too worried about getting back on defense quickly.
There's been a couple times Woolrich has just been wide open, and she just takes full advantage of it. That's probably the last person you want open if you're a community.
Absolutely. Her Stefankowicz.
She'll get it again at the top of the key. Kick out. Sears baseline. Trying to get it to Wyatt, and they'll go back again. Can she do it again? And she defers. Back out. Woolrich. Left baseline. The two. Banks it.
Yeah, Salisbury's clearly feeling themselves on the offensive side. They're very much in a rhythm. They're moving the ball well. They're being very unselfish, too, which is important. And they're finding the hot hand, which is Woolrich.
She had 6 points there in that first half. Now up to 22. Spin move by Bowers. He's one up on the double team and draws the foul. And that's going to be the fifth one on Chloe Wyatt. So she'll finish the game with 6 points. Will Salisbury take full advantage on the 30 seconds who they want to substitute in? It'll be Caitlin Gertis that checks in her place. Tough day for the freshman Wyatt. Finishes with 6 points. When she was in, she's made an impact at the very least on the defensive side.
Absolutely.
Bowers makes the first of her two free throws. Already 9 fouls for Salisbury in this half. Bright spot for community is they are making their free throws. And that was one of the things Bob Curtis mentioned they needed to improve on going down the road, and they've actually done pretty well in that department.
Another miss. The improvement today is going to be make the layups. Woolridge cross court. Now to Sears, and bumped by Bowers. That looked a little intentional.
She just couldn't stop herself. She was going for the steal. I think the ball got to her man quicker than she thought it was going to be.
So Woolridge will take it from the right elbow. Turn around, bounce it into Gebhardt, and a beautiful feed.
Absolutely gorgeous pass. Every defender's hands was up, so she decides just bounce it down low. Gorgeous.
Got to have a lot of IQ for that. And Natalie Thomas, a 2. 20-point lead for Salisbury, looking like they are well on their way to a Sturgeon tournament champion. And now we'll deflect out.
Their first.
It would be their first. Salisbury boys have won the Sturgeon Tournament Championship a couple times. Here's Mackenzie Sears. Gives it to Woolridge. Has space down low. Goes on a quick give and go with Caitlin Gertis assisting on the pass to Gebhardt.
Gorgeous passing.
Time for community.
Gorgeous passing.
They're playing with a lot of confidence in this second
they
half.
Are. No, they are. They're finding the holes in community's defense, too. And they're putting themselves in good positions on the court to get an easy shot.
They're in good position right now with the man-to-man down on the baseline. Community tries to pivot, and now they will kick it back out, and nothing there. And I think we're starting to see some of the second stringers for the Lady Trojans coming in, knowing that they're about ready to get dealt their first loss of the season, it's looking like. As it's Mackenzie Sears that takes it. Now to Woolridge. Kick out to Sears. Drives. Nothing there. Gertis. Woolridge. Inside. Sears looking for the shot, and that is swatted back to community.
And that was an anger block. Angry with the way this game is going, and take it all out on the ball.
Timeout called by community. Looks like Salisbury is going to be on their way to a Sturgeon Tournament Championship. It's a full. We'll do it, too, on CaptainCentralMoInfo.com.
Hey, guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Little Blue Pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to forhims.com/real. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/real. That's forhims.com/real for your first month for just $5. forhims.com/real.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
Salisbury with the ball out of the timeout, and it is going to be a travel called on the Panthers. And we see Emmy Johnson, Emma Angel, as well as Shelby Clark all on the floor. Mackenzie Sears gets a round of applause, and we'll start seeing some of the second stringers come in for Salisbury as well. And driving for a 2 is Kaylee Diesel. Third foul for Rachel Fessler, and we'll see Kaylee Diesel to the line.
Kaylee
Bryn Woolridge checks out of the game, as well as Rick Stefankiewicz, as Woolridge is going to finish with a total of 22 hard-earned points. Bartholomew gets the rebound for Salisbury. And he'll take it up all the way down the floor. It's Elizabeth Bales, or Lizzie Bales. Riley Graskowitz into the game as well. Kaylee Diesel gives it to Emma Angel. Now we'll get a kick ball down low. Back to Salisbury. The Lady Panthers will take home their first Sturgeon Tournament Championship, and this might not be the, this is actually not the last time they'll get to play on this floor. Districts, as they are in Class 2, District 7. Sturgeon is also in that district, and they're hosting it, so they've already got some familiarity on this floor, so they'll be back here in just a little under a month for district play. It'll be Lizzie Bales that picks up the foul for Salisbury. So we look ahead to Salisbury's schedule down the road, as Kaylee Diesel misses the first of two free throws here for the Community Lady Trojans. They'll be at Scotland County, then they're going to have two home games against Glasgow and Prairie Home. Shots missed off the second, and we'll see Dorian Dameron. That will get it, and now it's over to Madison White. Now to Dameron, minute to go. Marceline Cairo on the road for Salisbury. That will be an interesting matchup against the Lady Cats and also Marceline. Then they will take on Schuyler County at home at Harrisburg, and then to round out the regular season, hosting Westrand. Rachel Fessler gets the foul, her third.
Emma Holmes,
and we'll see Emma Holmes now taking free throws. But this is not the last we'll see of the Lady Trojans. Again, they were district champions just 1 year ago. They're going to take their first loss of the season. But they're going to be a team to keep an eye on in class number one, especially if they play the way they have defensively. Not the offensive effort they were looking for. As we look at their schedule, in a tough CAC girls conference, as the travel is called, they'll travel to New Franklin, then they'll host Pilot Grove and Sturgeon, and then they'll wind things down with three straight road games at Glasgow, at Cairo, and Madison. A tough stretch for the Lady Trojans. Rachel Fessler at the top. Emmy Johnson, and it is turned over, as Riley Graskowitz picks it up. Now to Bales. Tipped out by Salisbury. And the crowd will come to their feet. One final inbound. And for the first time in school history, the Salisbury Lady Panthers will take home the Sturgeon Girls Championship. 50-31, the final tonight. A great defensive clinic by the Lady Panthers of Salisbury, the fourth seed in this tournament, takes home the crown. And they were powered by the second half surge from their Crest All-Star, the junior Bryn Woolridge, 22 points in the victory for the Lady Panthers. They're now 13-4 on the season.
Let's go down for the trophy presentation. Nice round of applause for the Lady Trojans as taken the hardware's Delaney Windman and looks like Delaney Bowers. And taking the hardware for Salisbury's Mackenzie Sears and Dorian Dammer. The Lady Panthers are your Sturgeon Tournament Champions of 2019. We'll take a look at some of the final numbers next on The Captain.
It's dollar days at Orscheln Farm and Home in Salisbury. Get ready for your garden with organic seeds starting Jiffy Mix, 2 for $7. Stock up on seeds of Change seed packets, $2 each. And while you're there, check out the 20% off clearance on select fall and winter apparel. Orscheln Farm and Home in Salisbury has your four-legged friends covered too, with sales on select pet food, dog houses, toys, and other accessories. Stop by today and don't forget your Grow Rewards card. Prices are in effect now until February 3rd.
Stock up for those cold winter days with choice beef or pork from Salisbury Meat Market and Processing, LLC, located southeast of Salisbury and Highway PP. The American Femler families take pride in their fresh ground chuck, steak, sausage, and bacon. Or try Bill's famous smoked pork chops, ham, brats, hot dogs, or a delicious slab of ribs. Just heat them and eat them. Salisbury Meat Market kills beef on Tuesdays and hogs on Wednesdays and is open weekdays till 5 and Saturdays till noon. Your friends at Salisbury Meat Market remind you, life may be tough, but your meat shouldn't be.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Looking for a new or used car loan? How about that new ATV? With today's historically low interest rates, now is the perfect time to contact Merchants and Farmers Bank to discuss your financing options. Contact any loan officer at Merchants and Farmers Bank in Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin. You will be pleasantly surprised at how low their interest rates can go. All loan offers are subject to credit approval. Merchants and Farmers Bank, people you know, the experience you trust. Merchants and Farmers Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. That would be Massey Appliance and Mattress, Salisbury Meat Market and Processing, LLC, Orscheln Farm and Home, Salisbury Physical Therapy, all of Salisbury, Merchants and Farmers Bank of Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia and Hardin, Gordon Billing Center of Salisbury and Brunswick, Midmo Truck and Trailer Parts of Mexico, Rawls County Mutual Insurance and Center, and Finnewald Pump Service Incorporated of Martinsburg, Community R6 School, Booster Club at LaDonia, Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, Paris, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, patients aren't a priority, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.com, and Sinus Trucker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Take a look at some final numbers really quick. Bryn Woolridge will get the Player of the Game honors, brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services. Jeff Freeman Agency for her 22 points tonight. A game high 22 points, that is. Abigail Gebhardt with a solid 12. Chloe White with 6. Brooke Stefankiewicz with 6. And Rachel Fessler gets 2. And Salisbury is now 13-4 on the season. For the Community Lady Trojans, Natalie Thomas guided the way with 13 points. Delaney Bowers with 6. Brianna Beamer with 5. Sandy Hoyt, Emma Holmes, each with a free throw, as well as Alexis Welch. And Taryn Clark has 1 field goal. And Community falls to 17-1. But not all hope is lost for Community, Mr. Ben Wittenstein, because the boys are coming up in the boys' championship.
Yeah, they got an opportunity to take down the home team in this home tournament against the Sturgeon Bulldogs. Sturgeon, the 2 seed, Community, the 5 seed. I was able to catch up with Michael Smith, the head coach of the Sturgeon Bulldogs, and Matt Thomas, head coach of the Community Trojans. And you'll hear from both of them coming up next here on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com. We got the boys' championship next.
It's dollar days at Orscheln Farm and Home in Salisbury. Get ready for your garden with organic seeds starting Jiffy Mix, 2 for $7. Stock up on seeds of Change Seed Packets, $2 each. And while you're there, check out the 20% off clearance on select fall and winter apparel. Orscheln Farm and Home in Salisbury has your four-legged friends covered too, with sales on select pet food, dog houses, toys, and other accessories. Stop by today and don't forget your Grow Rewards card. Prices are in effect now until February 3rd.
Wanting to provide a water source to you?